Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our good friend Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, certified speaker. He is the author of a number of books on honesty, including Honesty Works, Honesty Sells, Just Be Honest, Be a Change Champion. You're starting to get the picture. It's all about telling the truth, which he says most of us don't. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Is that right, Stephen?
Everybody's a liar.
Everybody?
Everybody's a liar, and I can prove it by talking about the three levels of honesty, which actually relates to even how we run our small businesses.
Yeah?
How we relate to each other. And I can get right into it.
Well, explain yourself.
Well, there's three levels of honesty, and once I go through this, I mean, everybody's got to admit that we're all liars. So first of all, there's reactive honesty, which is, that's where we wait to be asked, and then we may tell the truth, but we wait till be asked. Those are the type of people on the reverse side that complain, hey, you never asked me, so I didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're honest, but they're not
the
really.
The sin of omission? Is that the sin of omission?
Yeah, because we're just waiting to be asked, and then they're going to only answer the direct question
mm-hmm.
that has been asked. I mean, a good example of that is all of our politicians, or not all of them, but most of our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, or a good portion of them, I should say. The next level is proactive honesty. Proactive honesty is we answer, we're actually proactively let somebody know something when we see an issue or something to for us to share. We don't wait to be asked, we tell them. And that's really critical. For example, in organizations, that's where somebody will say to you, look, Jim, I just got to let you know there's a potential problem on our hands or there is an issue. You're not asking me, but I got to let you know. That's where a customer says to you, listen, I'm unhappy about this, but I really like this. Or what I really want to let you know is although the RFP says one thing, what we're really after is this.
Huh.
You know, this is what we want to accomplish. Very proactive.
So how is that lying? How is that lying, though?
Well, no, that's a level of honesty. So
a level of honesty. Okay.
So we got reactive honesty where somebody's answering a question and that's, they're waiting to be asked. We have proactive where we're not asked, but the person proactively shares it. And then there's foreshadowing honesty, which is the absolute cream of the crop. Those are the people that we really respect. They're the ones that actually foreshadow potential problems that are not even there, but just want to let you know even about the potential of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's creative ways of using that. Let me just share with you a quick example. I was doing a seminar in Texas, and a guy saw, this is the problem I have. His teenage daughter was having problems in school, and so when he would talk to her, she would understand and actually immediately change her ways. But slowly but surely, she would creep back into the normal behavior of, you know, a teenager, you could say, or having some problems.
Some bad habits.
Because she would deal with, you know, she had friends that were not the most supportive and actually
mm-hmm.
were counter and encouraging bad behavior. So he used foreshadowing honesty. What he did was he said, look, there's a we're actually getting along. You understand what I'm talking about. What are you going to do when you get back to school and the kids say, what, are you listening to your dad? How are you going to deal with it? And let's
mm-hmm.
talk through that. In other words, let's foreshadow what's predictable and address that. And that's a really high level upfront and very valuable form of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we say to a potential customer.
Sometimes it's also mixed with some tough love.
It absolutely is. And that's where we say to even a customer, saying, listen, I want to be in the spirit of honesty. We're addressing this one problem, and I can fix this. But I want to let you know there's other problems that, even whether I'm involved or not, you must address.
Well, what I've said before. I've given someone a proposal or a demonstration, and I knew that the competitor was I knew what the competitor was going to say, and I've said now look, I know you're going to be talking to ABC over here, and I'm not going to say anything about them except that when they get to a certain part of their presentation, ask them about this, because you've told me you need this. I've just shown you I can do this. When you get to this point of their presentation, I'm only going to ask you to do one thing. Ask them to show you how they do it.
That's great. And that's foreshadowing.
Because I knew in advance they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't running anybody down. I was just using the customer's expectations against my competitor in the foreshadowing way.
That's terrific. And that foreshadowing, you know, for people leaving.
I never knew that's what it was called, though. So you've educated us.
Yeah, and I like to, I created these terms to really distinguish, because what I've experienced, Jim, is people say we're honest, or I am honest, and the reality is we're not. And this is much more challenging. So people might hear, oh, this is like an ethical issue, or we're bad and wrong. No, I'm letting people know this stuff isn't easy. Mm-hmm. You know, I work with the best companies in the world, and the reason why I work with them is because they know this is challenging. How do you develop reactive honesty on the basic level, but even more importantly, proactive honesty, and the ultimate is foreshadowing honesty.
These are, in my opinion, what you're describing are levels of ethical execution.
Well, the reason why I stay away from the word ethical saying the word ethics, is because that goes into right and wrong, which you could make an argument, right? That it is actually right to do all these, you know, the top level.
But see, I hear you, and you're in the honesty business. But I spend a lot of time talking about ethics and thinking about ethics, and if there's some things in here in the reactive part, for example, where I wouldn't be wondering whether I was being honest, but I would have to do a check to make sure I was being ethical. See what I mean?
In what way?
Well, in other words, if I chose to leave something out, I wasn't asked specifically about. What's my ethical obligation to this customer if I leave something out and I'm being reactive? You didn't ask me about that.
Well, correct. And so you could go down the ethics, but here's why I stay away from that, Jim, is because I can make the argument and we can make the argument together that this is actually the most effective way to run a business.
Yeah.
And so when we take it out of right and wrong, then people don't feel bad.
Now remember, Stephen, when I say ethics, the word ethics to me, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's my way of thinking about it. Anyway, hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Oh, StephenGaffney.com or JustBeHonest.com.
JustBeHonest.com. Check it out. We're going to talk about this some more. Fascinating. I didn't know about that foreshadowing thing, did you? That's going to be on the test, by the way. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.